Fear not, the angel said, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. The great and glorious gospel sermon preached by the angel that night. Good news of great joy indeed. Fear not, he proclaimed, for God is merciful. As we heard on Sunday, the Israelites of old trembled with fear at the terrifying sight of the Lord's presence on Mount Sinai, seeing blazing fire and darkness and gloom and tempest and the sound of a trumpet and the voice whose words they could hear as vague that no further messages be spoken to them. The Lord acknowledged that they were right to fear. It was right for them to acknowledge that they deserved death, for they were sinners standing in the presence of the Holy God. On the night of Jesus' birth, the message is not tremble with fear, rather fear not. For Jesus Christ is born, the Savior, who would take away the sins of the world, that all those who believe in him would be holy and righteous in God's sight. The angel continued, saying that this is for all the people, for God desires all people to be saved. The Apostle Paul teaches us that at one time the Gentiles, all those who are not of Israel, were separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers to the covenants of the promise, having no hope without God in the world. But at Christmas, the mystery of Christ revealed that all who believe in Jesus, Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male and female, all are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise of Christ Jesus through the gospel. The angel went on, saying, unto you, for God acted for your sake. Jesus was born, lived, he died, he rose again and ascended into heaven, not for his own sake, rather for you. Christ was born in Bethlehem unto you. He lived a perfect life and fulfilled God's holy law in your place. He offered himself once on the cross as the full and complete payment for all your sins as your substitute. He rose again from the grave on the third day for your justification. Ascended into heaven, and is even now seated at the right hand of the Father to hear your prayers and to help you in every time of need, even as he is now preparing a place for you. The angel concluded, saying that this baby would be wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. For Jesus came not in vice and honor, but rather in meekness and in humility. And in this meekness and humility, Christ would live his life, not being served, but serving, that he might give his life as a ransom for many. And so he did. The prophet Isaiah foretold, being oppressed and afflicted, yet opening not his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. With his wounds we are healed. He died in the same sort of lowliness with which he was born, wrapped in swaddling cloths, laid in manger, because there was no place for him in the inn. Indeed, it was a beautiful gospel sermon preached by the angel that first Christmas night. But it wasn't the first gospel sermon ever preached. In fact, it wasn't even the first Christmas sermon ever preached. For what happened long ago in Bethlehem was the fulfillment of centuries upon centuries of promises, spoken by God himself through his holy prophets. We heard this evening through Isaiah, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, his star when it rose, whose kingdom is not of this world. Likewise, as we heard on Sunday, through Moses, the Lord said, I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. This truth was fulfilled in the birth of Jesus. True God, true man, being of true flesh and blood, like unto us in every way, yet without sin, who, by his own admission, did not speak on his own authority, but on the commandment of the Father who sent him, what to say and what to speak. As we heard in the first Sunday in Advent, the Lord spoke from Jeremiah. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. This too was fulfilled in the birth of Jesus, the son of David, who would save his people, indeed all people, from their sins, being for all who believe their righteousness himself by grace alone. And so that angel, that first Christmas night, was the next in a long line of Christmas preachers, stretching all the way back to God himself, who preached to Adam and Eve in the garden that the woman's offspring would bruise the serpent's head. Preaching continued from that first Christmas night throughout the centuries, all across the globe, and even this evening, even tonight, the same good news is preached to you, that great joy may be yours, and indeed be for all people. For unto you was born on Christmas Day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. He was wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in manger. This good news is indeed preached for your great joy. For Jesus Christ, born in Bethlehem, is your Emmanuel, God with us. What harm can sin and death then do to you? Christ is your brother. Let hell and Satan rage against you. You are saved in Jesus' loving arms. This good news is also preached that you may have great strength. For Jesus Christ will never leave you, nor will he forsake you who believe in him. He is with you always, as he has promised, even unto the very end of the age. Let the devil, the tempter, try with all of his craft and cunning. You may resist him, firm in your faith, zealous for good works. Finally, this is preached for your great confidence. For Jesus Christ has purchased and cleansed you from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, that you may be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. And as his own, as those who live in his kingdom under him, you will in the end receive victory from God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You belong to Jesus, you cannot, and you will not perish. And the praise and glory that you give to God, even this very evening, will continue all your days and last throughout eternity. As the Christmas gospel goes out once more, it is preached this night again. In response, all Christians sing with